Hello, this is Candace from www.femalicious.com, Third Wave Muse and Fury, and I'm here to change the face of feminism one bit at a time. Today I have a special guest with me. Her name is Tara McKee, and her URL is taramckee.com, TARAMCKEE.com, and if you go there, you can find out all about her and what she does. Today she's here, and we're going to talk about sexuality. So let me pass the mic off to her.
Hi, Candace. Thanks for having me. So regarding sexuality and where are we at as women in today's day and age of sexuality and what are we doing? There's a lot of different experiences out there, and I think that one of the ways to start this talk is to really acknowledge all of them. And a lot of women are coming from a lot of different places, culturally, socially, economically, and also regarding access, where they live, all plays a part in how they may feel about their sexuality and what they're exploring in their sexuality, if they're exploring at all. One main thing I often find when I speak with women about sexuality as a sex educator is the shame we have around our sexuality. And women are often taught that they need to be good girls and sit with your legs crossed and don't touch yourself and look to your partner, who's usually a man, for pleasure. And expect that that's when your pleasure is supposed to happen. And I'd like to say that we should need to take our pleasure in our own hands and make sure we know what we like before we can expect someone else to know what we like. Unfortunately, most of our society, male and female, is not highly educated in what feels good on the human body. Could be a male or female body. So if we're asking someone to pleasure us or expecting them to pleasure us and we don't really know what we like, how can we teach them if we're not sure? So one great way to enhance your sexuality is if you learn what you like, you can introduce it to your partner and teach them what you like. Men seem to have a bit of an easier time with giving instructions than women do. I think a lot of times we're told to accept what we get, and that should be good enough. And sometimes it's not. And that's not to say that there aren't men out there who are willing. They just don't know what the differences are. And the lack of sex education in the school system, in society in general, and the way that the porn industry portrays women isn't always accurate. Not to say that porn can't be enjoyable, it just isn't always accurate. So in order for us to learn, it often helps if we're talking about it and opening up more communication. And as we all know, communication is really important to a relationship, where it's sexual or otherwise. So trying to get that being more verbalized. The issue I often find also speaking with young women is that in order to be a sexually aware woman, sometimes they believe this means that they need to be able to do everything. And they're very open, and there's not often a lot of boundaries. So I think that it's an interesting swing, because we're seeing a lot of women go from being really closed off and really, really unsure of themselves and unsure of their sexuality to being really, really open and not deciding what they don't want to do. And I think we need to establish that women can say no to certain things and they can say yes to certain things, and to really know the pleasures and risks of all those issues. And that way there's a better educated choice being made and less chance for regret, because I think a lot of women are not, a lot of people in general, especially youth, are exploring and may not have the knowledge that would enhance their exploring to be more positive. And women tend to bear the brunt of this problem, because they often get mixed up and have issues around pregnancy still as a factor, as well as unwanted sexual attention, unwanted sexual acts, and feeling a little bit of pressure around sex. And I think that women of all ages can probably relate to that. There have been statistics shown that most women have had some form of unwanted sexual contact with a partner. They may have not said, no, I don't really like that, at one point in time, or they may have wanted to say, I don't feel like it tonight, but felt that they need to do it anyway. So it's these subtle boundary issues that I think we need to look at.
So supposing a young woman finds herself in a situation where she's having sex with a partner, and she changes her mind and decides this isn't something she really wants to do, or maybe she just wants to change the activity. Are there strategies or ways that that might work better in this type of situation?
I think one way to negotiate around an unwanted sexual activity, perhaps you know, two people are alone and they've sort of committed to this idea that they're going to have sex of some sort with each other. And I think that sometimes it's unclear before you get alone with someone what's going to happen. And I think one suggestion would be to really check in with yourself before you get into a situation where you're isolated of what do you really want to do with this person. And I think thinking about our boundaries beforehand is always a good idea. So at least you have some basis to go back to and to a frame of reference. For people who get into a situation where, let's say, you know, you're out at the bar and you have a good time and you meet someone and they sound really interesting and safe and you go home with them and then you just don't feel like getting involved sexually with them, we need to accept that that is okay. For men and women to accept that that is okay. And it may, it can be mediated in a variety of different ways. The possibilities are that a woman can just say, you know what, I'm really sorry, I need to go. And that needs to be accepted. By her as well as the potential partner. She can be okay with that. Also, another idea would be to just suggest things that she would be comfortable with. So maybe it wouldn't be intercourse, but maybe she would be comfortable with mutual masturbation or watching him masturbate or giving him a hand job and not getting, you know, orally involved or having intercourse. So there's different levels of risky activity or different levels of intimate activity. And to be aware of all the possibilities, I think, is a good start so that you have a lot of options to choose from. It's not like, well, this is what we're supposed to do. A lot of times there sort of forms this sexual script of what's supposed to happen between a man and a woman. And that sometimes involves, you know, well, there's a little bit of making out, then there's some feeling on top of clothes, under clothes, and then there's a bit of, you know, manual stimulation with hands and some oral stimulation, and then all of a sudden it's intercourse and then it's over. Well, there's a lot of options in between all of those steps. And you can start at one and finish at one, and a lot of different ways that people can negotiate around that. I think that women just need to really give themselves the opportunity to take a moment and make the choices that they are able to make. And as a society, we need to support that. And I think that's the issue, is that it's not being as supportive as it could be in general. It's not necessarily the individual partners that they're having that aren't supporting them, it's the society. And that they just changed their mind. And I think the more chances they have of doing that, the less times they'll end up in a situation where they have to make a last-minute decision like that.
We have a diverse audience. We've got men and women, younger and older, and some of these people are going to be parents as well. Where's the education? So, you know, we've established that we don't know as much about our bodies as maybe we could. Where is a good place for people to get some information?
Well, particularly for people who are trying to educate children, there is a lot of really good information out there now. There's some fabulous books that I bet you many adults wish they had when they were children. You can get most of them at any large bookstore. If you're looking for particular books on sexuality for children or on sexuality in general, Good For Her is a good option, which is goodforher.com. And there's a lot of books there, as well as an advice column which provides extra information on a variety of topics. And there are books for young children through all ages, also for adolescent girls, that are really fabulous. There's one called Deal With It, which I would highly recommend for any girl that's, you know, around the puberty age and up. It's fabulous. Also, there are lots of instructional books out there for adults. Lots of different volumes that would talk about all the different things that there are to do with sex, including safety, including how to interact with someone, including how to negotiate boundaries and how to negotiate sex acts. So I think just doing a little bit of research and going to a sex positive retailer would give you that information, as well as searching on the web. There is a lot of information out there as well. Planned Parenthood does have some resources regarding safety, and that would be a good place to start. It is aimed at youth, but also adults can benefit from it as well.
Well, I want to thank you, Tara, very much for coming in today to talk about sexuality. Do you have any last bit of advice? If you could give, you know, one piece of advice to all the listeners, male and female, about sexuality, what would you want to say?
Well, I want to say be open to new experiences and be open to understanding what your body's asking for and what your heart and your mind wants at the same time. And that goes for men and women, gay, straight, lesbian, trans, whatever your orientation is or your gender, and just really being who you are and getting closer to that and choosing experiences you think that will enhance that, and also learning from the negative ones as well and seeking out as much information as possible.
Wow, that gave me goosebumps. Well, thank you very much, Tara, for coming in today. You can find Tara on the web at www.TaraMckee.com. And I want to thank everybody for listening to Third Wave Muse and Fury. Find us on the web at femalicious.com. Goodbye.